A short while ago, the winner, or I should say the winners, of the Nobel Prize for Peace were unveiled in Oslo. The announcement was made by the chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2011 is to be divided in three equal parts between Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Laima Bowie, and Tawakkul Karman.
The committee said they were jointly awarding the prize to these women for their nonviolent efforts in promoting peace, democracy, and women's rights. NPR's European correspondent Philip Reeves monitored the proceedings for NPR and joined us on the line from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little about these women, starting with Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
Well, she became Africa's first freely elected female president in 2005, taking over a nation that you remember was completely traumatized by a terrible civil war. She did a lot to rebuild Liberia. She managed to persuade the international community to write off debts. She campaigned against corruption. And she was, as a result of that, and also her fight generally in the gender war, fated internationally. However, she is more controversial at home. She's seeking re-election this month. Her opponents have accused her of buying votes and using government money to campaign, and there is a report by the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which she's so far ignored, which named her on a list of people who shouldn't hold public office for 30 years because they backed the warlord turned president Charles Taylor. Of course, Sirleaf afterwards became Taylor's fierce opponent once the true extent of his crimes became apparent.
Now, the prize also went to another woman from Liberia, Laima Bowie.
Yes, she's very well known for mobilizing women in the civil war against warlords. She became famous for persuading thousands of women to dress in white and demonstrate day after day for peace, led a remarkable group, too, of women who helped force the government and the warlords who had torn Liberia apart to make peace by surrounding the meeting hall in which they were negotiating. And then they wouldn't let the warring parties out until an agreement had been reached.
Now, the third recipient actually comes from, at least we've come to know her, through the Arab Spring.
Yes, she's Tawakkul Karman from Yemen. She's a 32-year-old journalist and activist, and she's been at the forefront of events in the country that's, of course, so linked to the Arab Spring. It was her arrest in January that helped spark the mass uprising against the authoritarian rule of President Saleh. She's endured threats and harassment, as she has been for months. She's today protesting in Change Square, which is the centre of the movement that she's become the figurehead of. Many Yemenis call her the mother of the revolution. And we understand that she's appeared on Arabic television after this announcement that she'd been a joint winner of the prize and dedicated her Nobel Peace Prize to all the activists of the Arab Spring.
And this Peace Prize is now being called by the Nobel Committee a very important signal to women all over the world. Was this a surprise, this group win?
Well, it's very important for women because only 10 of the 98 individuals who've won this prize since 1901, when the Nobel Peace Prize began, have been women. So it is an extremely important moment for women in the fight for equality and rights.
Thanks, Phil. NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from London.